Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help, you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Okay, let's unpack this. You know how we always try to cut through the noise, get to what really matters? Well, today we're diving into a potentially major shakeup in the smartphone world.
Yeah, seems like it.
There's a recent piece in Mobile Tech News dated May 23rd, 2025, and it's highlighted the very real possibility of a 25% tariff.
Wow, 25%?
Yeah, hitting iPhones and other smartphones that aren't made in the USA. So our mission today is pretty simple, really.
Okay.
To understand what this could actually mean for you, for the industry, all based on what this article is saying.
Right. And what's fascinating here, I think, is the context. Like you said, this isn't exactly coming out of the blue.
No.
The article points out this move seems to be, well, a direct response to companies like Apple shifting production, you know, to places like India.
Oh, okay.
And this was partly to avoid, partly to get around earlier tariffs, the ones focused on goods made in China.
Right. I remember that.
And it's worth remembering, you know, Android manufacturers, Samsung is the big one.
Yeah.
Here, they've been playing this game too, navigating these global trade winds with similar kinds of strategies.
Exactly. So picture this then. The article, it details how President Trump specifically called out Apple, essentially saying, you know, bring iPhone manufacturing back to American soil.
Or else.
Or face a 25% tariff. Now, like we just said, Apple had already started ramping up production in India, kind of a way to sidestep those previous China tariffs.
A move that, yeah, a lot of Android players also jumped on.
Makes sense.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, I mean, this really shines a light on the incredibly complex world of these global supply chains.
Definitely.
Just think of it like a network, right?
Yeah.
All these different companies, different countries, all involved in making a product, from getting the raw materials to putting it together.
And getting it into your hands.
Exactly. And political decisions like these tariffs, they can have really direct, really significant impacts on these networks and, well, ultimately on the prices we end up paying.
Building on that, and maybe even more significantly for, you know, all of us, the article then reveals this 25% levy wouldn't just hit Apple.
Oh no.
Samsung and pretty much every other non-US smartphone maker would be in the same boat.
So it's broader than just Apple.
Much broader. The stated aim, according to Mobile Tech News anyway, is to really push these companies, you know, encourage them, maybe force them to bring manufacturing back here to the US.
Okay, but this raises a really important question, doesn't it? Will that actually happen?
Good question.
The article certainly suggests there's a big question mark there.
Yeah.
While the intention might be, hey, boost domestic production, the more immediate outcome,
yeah,
and probably the more likely one, at least in the short term, could just be that we all end up paying more for our phones.
Ugh.
And the timeline they mentioned in the piece, these tariffs potentially kicking in by the end of next month.
That's really fast.
That's a pretty quick turnaround, isn't it? Plus, you know, the article rightly reminds us we've seen economic policies get reversed before. So nothing's set in stone.
True. And interestingly, just adding another layer here, the article highlights that just before this whole tariff threat even dropped, Foxconn, you know, Apple's major manufacturing partner, they actually reaffirmed their commitment to their big facility in India.
Oh, wow. Talk about potentially awkward timing.
Right.
What's fascinating here is that the trend, the shift of Apple moving some production to India, that was already happening.
Okay.
The piece points out that those earlier Trump-era tariffs, they were already pushing Apple that way. We're talking an estimated $900 million hit.
$900 million, just this quarter.
This quarter alone, yeah.
Yeah.
Even with some exemptions they got.
So yeah.
They were already, you know, adapting to how things work.
And the article, it really kind of throws some cold water on the whole idea of suddenly having affordable iPhones stamped made in the USA.
Doesn't sound likely, does it?
Not according to this. They cite an analysis suggesting it would take something like 3 to 5 years.
Years.
And a staggering $3,500 per phone.
$3,500 for one iPhone.
Yeah. The article's conclusion is pretty blunt about it. Nobody is buying a $3,500 iPhone.
Well, yeah.
Mm.
That's hard to argue with that. It just seems completely unviable commercially.
Absolutely.
And the sheer scale, the complexity of smartphone manufacturing, you really can't overstate it.
No.
Think about all the specialized parts that go into these things. Processors from here, screens from there, batteries from somewhere else entirely.
It's a global puzzle.
Exactly. Reestablishing those incredibly fine-tuned, interconnected networks all within one country. That's just a monumental task. Not just the huge costs, but also the very specialized skills you need at every single stage.
So it's not just flicking a switch.
Not at all.
No.
Now, Apple, they haven't been totally silent on tariffs before, right?
Higher.
The article reminds us they've previously said they'd absorb, quote, a large majority of any cost increases from tariffs.
Right, try to shield the consumer somewhat.
Yeah, but the piece also mentions reports suggesting they were also prepared to pass on, maybe 7% to 11% of those costs.
Okay, so not all of it.
Directly to us, the consumers. Seems like a way to try and keep their sales numbers up.
Right, balancing act.
So if you pull all of this together, the article's prediction seems, pretty logical, actually.
Well, that's the bottom line, then.
Apple will most likely just continue manufacturing in India. They'll probably have to accept, a bit of a squeeze on their profit margins.
Okay.
And we, as consumers, might just see slightly higher prices when we go to buy that next iPhone.
So prices up, production stays put, mostly.
That seems to be the most likely scenario presented.
And the article doesn't really hold back on its opinion of this whole tariff threat, does it?
No, it doesn't mince words. It calls it unfair and unprofessional bullying aimed at American companies.
Strong language.
Yeah. The argument they make is pretty forceful. These kinds of sudden policy changes can really hurt companies' finances, their ability to plan long term.
Makes sense. Uncertainty is tough for business.
And this is where the article offers a particularly sharp critique. It brings up President Trump's own history.
Yeah.
With business bankruptcies.
Oh, right.
Suggesting, maybe with a bit of irony, that he might not be the best person to be giving business advice to these huge, successful global companies.
Ouch.
The core argument is basically the companies themselves. They understand their own operations, their markets. They're way better placed to make these strategic calls than, external political pressure dictating things.
So let the businesses run their businesses.
That's the gist of it.
Right.
There's even a point made in the article hinting at maybe a double standard.
So
the suggestion is that, put in a similar spot, someone like Trump would likely be looking for any way out, any loopholes, ways to swerve around the rules to benefit himself.
Interesting point.
So the idea of forcing a company like Apple to just eat massive profit losses, well, the article presents that as kind of inconsistent, maybe even hypocritical in that light.
Okay.
Ultimately, the article frames it as, compelling companies like Apple to just shoulder potentially billions in losses. It seems contradictory when you think about basic business principles, right? The whole point is usually profitability.
So, wrapping this all up then, what are the key things you should take away from this deep dive into the mobile tech news piece?
Okay.
Well, first, if these tariffs actually happen, we're likely looking at price increases. Not just iPhones, could be Android devices too.
Right, across the board potentially.
And second, this idea of a big immediate shift of smartphone manufacturing back to the US seems pretty unlikely, at least based on this analysis.
Yeah, the hurdles seem immense. And the overarching theme, the thing the article keeps circling back to, is just the sheer uncertainty of it all.
Right.
Will these tariffs actually be implemented? If they are, how long do they stick around? The potential for policy changes down the line just adds this huge layer of complexity for these global companies trying to plan ahead.
Constant flux.
Exactly. Makes long-term strategy very difficult.
Okay, so here's a final thought for you to really chew on. Given all these potential consequences, we've talked about the price hikes for us, the incredibly complex global supply chains, the chance of policies flipping again. What does this whole situation really tell us about that relationship between, say, government intervention and these massive global industries? And maybe more importantly, at the end of the day, when decisions like this get made, who actually ends up bearing the real cost?